It's Thursday, January 14th, 2016, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domain names and internet services. My name's Conor Muinichon and I'm here to talk about the Black Knight SME Awards with the organiser of those awards, Damien Mulley, who joins me on Skype. Welcome to the show, Damien.
Thanks, Con.
It's the second year of the Black Knight SME Awards. Last year was such a success that we're doing it again. What is so important about SMEs in Ireland?
All the media coverage we get is normally about the big companies, the Googles, the Facebooks and the whatevers that are here pretty much to dodge tax. And you'd swear that they're the biggest employers of the country and they're the biggest kind of source of taxes. And that's not at all true. It's SMEs. It's the small businesses that have been fighting and struggling for the past couple of years that don't get the big grants that Google get to hire people. They're the ones that are powering the economy. And as the economy is getting stronger, they're the ones that are doing it. So this whole idea of the awards is to honour them and to just point out the hard work that they do.
It's a kind of a neglected group because, as you point out, Damien, on the one hand, you have these companies who are admittedly making huge turnover, but paying very little tax, as you point out. On the other hand, then, Damien, you have high potential startups and things like that, companies which may or may not amount to anything. They get a lot of headlines as well, and we have a lot of startup events and things like that going on. But in the middle, you have the SMEs. You're no stranger to being outspoken and speaking your mind, Damien. You're critical of the startups as well.
Yeah, I think it's growing from that, the Facebooks and so on. They were startups with the American culture of a startup. And now we've got government organizations and banks as well pushing people to start startups. We got rid of the startup category this year in the SME Awards. We've called the category New Company. And we have a couple of categories actually for New Company Services and New Company Digital. And
okay.
The reason is, for the past couple of years, I see the main product that a lot of startups offer is a PowerPoint presentation that tells you about what they can do and the potential, and they're into this growth hacking stuff. But they're not selling. Mm. They don't really have customers. And they're bouncing around from, say, startup incubation center to startup incubation center. And I thought that was quite unfair, again, for the SMEs that have customers, have debt, are working crazy hours and are not kind of big upping themselves in the media because they're too busy trying to, you know, scrape a living. So that's why we have New Company and not startup this year.
So essentially, New Company means startup, but you feel like the word startup itself has become overused and perhaps devalued.
It is. It's like these people that come on some of my training courses and 2 weeks later they announce that they're a social media consultant themselves. Everyone seems to have a startup, like they're trying to get kids to have startups now. But there is a difference, I think, between the new idea of a startup and what a new company is. And I think a new company is someone that's there with customers, that's generating revenue and is actually getting stuff done.
So we've got the category for new companies. We're celebrating new ideas and innovation in that area. One of the things that struck me, Damien, at last year's Black Knight SME Awards was the number of companies that were the kind of businesses that we all recognise but don't make the headlines. I'm thinking about one of them, for example, One Man and His Van was a category winner last year. A lot of hotels, a lot of restaurants, a lot of coffee shops. This is the engine of the economy, these kind of small and medium enterprises. These are the kind of companies, really, that are probably celebrated uniquely at the Black Knight SME Awards in ways that they perhaps aren't elsewhere.
Yeah, I do think so. And that's one of the reasons that we set this up. I mean, we've got categories like family-run business. We've got a category, community-minded company, which are companies, and they're generally small companies. And it's not the CSR stuff that you get where companies feel guilty for exploiting the environment or whatever, and then they throw a bit of money to a charity. These are small companies, again, local companies that see themselves as being core part of the community. And they just help out in small ways, whether running charitable events or for the environmentally minded category, it's just recycling their rainwater and things like that and doing small little things. It doesn't need to be gigantic. And these are all very positive things that are happening. But again, a lot of time with the SMEs, and one reason we have the event on a Saturday is people don't have time during the week to go to networking events and talk themselves up or to do PR. And this hopefully will help them out. We're getting feedback from last year's winners saying that it got recognition. And it's both I guess, public recognition for what they do, but also it's just encouragement for themselves that they're doing good. So it helps them personally as well as kind of from a business perspective.
There's a very good example of that, Damien, when you talk about family-run businesses and corporate social responsibility and things like that. These are buzzwords, if you like, for bigger companies. But when you get down to SMEs, the example that springs to mind is the one from last year, which was a family-run business. They didn't win in that. They won in the community category, which was Fernhill House Hotel in Clonakilty. I was speaking to one of the family who runs that hotel afterwards, and he was explaining, well, it's a no-brainer, really, because their family is just in the community with generations. They're involved in everything from the ICA to the GAA and participate in all the kind of local fundraising and put their businesses to work at that as well. It makes sense to them because the community is their community. It's also their business. It's also their customers.
Yeah, that's the great thing about small businesses. You know your customers personally. I go to a local coffee shop, and when I go in now, they know what my order is going to be, and yeah. I just have a nice chat with them. Fernhill, same example. They open up their hotel and their gardens for charitable events during the year, and it raises money, and the money goes locally as well. So it's a small thing that they do, but it really helps, and it just gathers people around. And again, big businesses can't really do that. You can't see the Facebooks or Googles doing that. They're just too big. And the bigger you get, the more impersonal that you get.
These kind of examples really set the scene, Damien, of the kind of people we're talking about. And the people who are listening to us, I think, will all recognise, either in themselves or in local businesses that they do business with, the kind of companies we're talking about. This is what the Black Knight SME Awards are for. Any other categories in particular that are of interest to people this year?
Well, we've got... we've broken down the new company into new sections now. So we have company services and digital. The one that wasn't very well subscribed last year, but I think is a good one to enter, is company transformation, where you're taking, and the example last year was an older company just traded offline and Standoon, and they're now trading online as well and getting, you know, I guess, international sales. Another one that's actually underappreciated by most other business awards is retailers. I mean, retailers are still important. A lot of people go again to their local shops, and you can do some very interesting things there. So we have that. And we've expanded the food and drink sections as well to food and drink for B2B. A lot of the exports from Ireland and the ones that are doing quite well and really did strongly during the recession were B2B food companies. Ireland really punches above its weight there. And a lot of the big companies now started off as small companies. So we've got two categories for that as well.
Looking forward to it, Damien. It's going to be fantastic this year. As I said, really enjoyable last year and a great community feel, I think, when you get a whole lot of SMEs together in a room because they share a lot in common. And we do here in Black Knight as well, being an SME ourselves and having come from the ground up like many of these businesses, it's why we support it and why we're involved with it. The closing date, Damien, has been set for the end of January. Is that correct?
Just the end of January, yeah. We had the Christmas break, and I think people just switched off. So a couple of people were asking for extensions. So we're going to extend it to the end of January now.
And it's free to enter.
It's free to enter. The whole idea of this is, and this came from the Web Awards philosophy, is it's free to enter, so it makes it more democratic that way. And you don't have to be a member of any business organization or anything like that. And the tickets for the event itself are going to be quite cheap as well. So the whole idea is, again, we just want a very open awards show so that it really represents Irish businesses, not Irish businesses that can afford to enter a system, an award system, or businesses that are, you know, part of some membership organization. Everyone is welcome.
Hosted by Rick O'Shea, Damien, you and he have collaborated a lot on other events as well. People who've been to those will know what to expect. For those who haven't, what should they expect?
Chaos. it's always a good bit of fun. It's not black tie. I don't like black tie. A lot of people don't. Business people don't want to dress up on a Saturday night after killing themselves all week anyway.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of fun and relaxation, and it's just yourself and lots of other people in a room cheering on other small businesses and maybe just meeting new business people as well, and maybe forming new relationships and things like that.
Last year's, as I said, was a great success. We're delighted here in Black Knight to be involved again with the Black Knight SME Awards. Damien Mulley, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Con.
Nominate your business for the Black Knight SME Awards 2016. It's completely free at smeawards.ie.